Welcome to our podcast on navigating chaos with AncientFuture.today and the Grand Council.
Well, and greetings to everyone who is listening. And today we will speak about resurrection. This is the 12th in a 12-part or 12-episode series on navigating chaos as a master on a masterful journey. And at the risk of sounding religious, as the way-shower the Megan says, the word resurrection speaks to religion to her. And we would say that it has been co-opted by religion as a word. It is a word in languages all over the world, meaning to bring about something again. And so in this sort of context, what we would suggest to you is that there is a place in your futures where you will feel as if you have resurrected what was good about life as you knew it in 2021, or 2000, let us take it back a little bit, prior to the COVID experiment on your world. What was good about things then, prior to that? Well, part of what a lot of you will be nostalgic for, in spite of knowing that it is not so, that it is not real, is you will pine and long for your illusions that you had prior to the COVID period, which is where chaos began to really exert itself visibly, audibly, kinesthetically, in your realities, while you were all shut away from one another artificially. You began to see the cracks and the fissures and the problems in your societies. Crimes became much more visible and reported more often because there were fewer of them in most places, and they were out of context when everyone was supposed to be home being afraid of a small little virus. Then there were people out doing dastardly deeds, or staying at home and doing dastardly deeds. And then, of course, the real criminals were busy doing whatever they were doing after they had shut you down and made you stay home so they could get on with things. So that level of crime was not witnessed by very many, if very few were aware of what was going on in relative terms. And it was the small crimes, like, well, we do not mean small meaning not meaningful, for indeed a murder, no matter where it is and who it is and how it is committed, is not a small thing at all for that individual, as well as for the individuals affected by the abrupt passage of an individual, or all of the deaths from the so-called COVID numbers. And all of the other things that have been going on to make sure that those things have been reported to you whilst you were camped at home. And so that is all part of the fear mongering to keep you in place and to keep you docile and to keep you compliant, so that you do not move into your sovereignty quickly or at all for some of you. And that you do not resurrect what was good about you prior to COVID and what you would like to take into the new iterations of the world you are creating consciously together now. And this is our invitation to each and all of you. This will be a rather short podcast compared to the others, is that if you haven't yet taken an inventory of who you were then, and what you liked about yourself then, and what it is that you would choose to bring forward in a new sort of iteration of life on planet Earth that you will be part of, because you are still here, because you have not chosen to transition, because it must be on your blueprint that you are listening to this and considering the invitation and the possibilities of being a master. What are you going to do? What are you going to resurrect from who you were then? And what have you resurrected during this shutdown, so to speak? Many, many, many people who are in the mastery community that we are part of and that we advise and guide and listen to and travel with along in parallel have resurrected the inner child part of their natures, recognizing very wisely that when you have not resolved issues that have come up in your life, especially in your childhood and into your young adulthood, when you have not resolved them, they continue to be dynamics that cause you to have experiences in your life that bring you to your knees, or they bring you to a moment of despair, or they bring you to ill health, or whatever it may be, to get your attention. As a child will do after having said, mom, 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 dad, 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 so many times, and having you ignore their real needs. Whether it is to heal from trauma, or to learn how to play, or to be able to express musical ability, or just being able to laugh easily and play a bit. Whatever it is, no matter how dramatic or how seemingly banal it is, what we would say to you is that whatever these inner children states have to offer you must be resurrected now as an adult, so you can integrate and become a well-integrated adult, so you can be a well-integrated master, living your blueprint consciously, joyfully, and purposefully. So what it is we say to you is resurrect all that is good about you, the things that, even though you may understand they are part of the colluded sort of conscious decision amongst many, if not almost all of you, to keep a structure in place for so many decades where you ignored the truth of what was going on behind the scenes for the seeming prosperity and order. Those of you who have lived good lives, we are speaking to those of you who had harsh third world sort of beginnings, have strived, and otherwise you would not be on this podcast. There are people who are still living those lifestyles who will not be attracted to these energies. They may already embody these energies and be peaceful Buddhas, living lives of what you would see as poverty and strife and crime and whatever. They may be perfectly happy. So you find masters everywhere. Everyone is a master. We talk to you on this call, you listening to this episode, you who have fronted up to listen about navigating chaos, whether it is one or several or all of these episodes. What we are asking you to do is to go back and resurrect the values, the talents, the positive things about who you are, and bring them with you into what you are creating and co-creating with others who are masters on a masterful journey now through collaboration, and whilst being calibrated to you, each and all of your unique true norths. For in this next phase of the planet of Gaia and the Earth, in this particular galaxy, there is much to do about a new experiment. And all of you are part of defining that consciously or just wonderfully by default, being who you resurrect yourself to be. And add in those things that you know that you could do and be differently and better. If you are not such a compassionate person, perhaps you would add that in to develop in this new part of your phases of life. If you are a person who used to judge others harshly, perhaps you will leave that behind. It will not be useful in the new parts of the experiment on your planet. If you are a person who has kept yourself isolated because you haven't been able to trust others, or you're not willing even to give them a chance, perhaps you will find yourself experimenting with a new possibility around that, etc., etc., etc. We ask you to leave the greed and the jealousies and the assumptions that you will be betrayed, and the judgments and the angst, the anger, the violence, the rage, the depression, the need to alter your moods and your energy levels with chemicals. leave all of that behind. Why not? Someone will use all of that lower resonance energies. And we ask you and invite you to step into a greater quotient of light and love and laughter. That is a resurrection of paradise on earth. And yes, there will be challenges ahead, no doubt. And it may take longer than any of you are currently imagining. It doesn't matter how long it takes or what shape it takes. What matters is that you contribute the best of who you be, have, and do. And that is our invitation to you to come and play and to dance. And in so doing, you will resurrect that which is wondrous about planet Earth and all forms of sentient life on, in, and around. All of the elements, all of the environments, the ecosystems, etc., will respond to this and reflect back and forth to you the changes that you have managed as you navigated chaos. Thank you. We love you. We see you. We know you. We adore you. And for now, adieu.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Navigating Chaos, podcasts with the Grand Council.